Thank you very much, Carolyn. Dominic, what have you seen for us this month?
Well, a paper published in Monthly Notices this month shed some interesting light on why the Milky Way galaxy seems to be quite so alone in the universe. And this comes back to the small dwarf galaxies which are around the Milky Way and that orbit around the Milky Way. Now, two of the best known of those are the Magellanic Clouds that you can actually see with the naked eye from the Southern Hemisphere. There are about 20 more of those small dwarfs which are very faint and that you need very powerful telescopes to see, and that have actually, in many cases, only been discovered in the last 10 years or so from the Sloan Digital Sky Survey. Now, we think historically there used to be more of these dwarf galaxies, and over time they have collided with the Milky Way. And when they collide with the Milky Way, they're stripped of their gas, and what's left is a ball of stars that we call a globular star cluster. And we think that most, if not all, of the globular star clusters around the Milky Way were originally these dwarf galaxies that have collided with us. In fact, there is a dwarf galaxy merging with the Milky Way as we speak. That's the Sagittarius dwarf galaxy that we think will, in due course, form a new globular star cluster. But there's a problem with these dwarfs, because you can run computational simulations of the formation of the Milky Way and of its environment. And what you find in those simulations is that you expect to see about 500 or so dwarf galaxies orbiting around the Milky Way, as compared to about 20 that we actually see. And this is called the missing satellites problem. It's been puzzling people for about 20 years. So writing in Monthly Notices, what Pierre Ogver has suggested is that perhaps as the Milky Way was forming, as it was starting to form stars, there was a sudden burst of ultraviolet radiation, because you were forming large numbers of high mass stars that were very young, very blue, very hot, and they were producing ultraviolet light. And as that ultraviolet light passed through nearby dwarf galaxies, it ionised all of the hydrogen gas in those galaxies and converted it to a form where you couldn't form stars from that gas. And so these pockets of gas that were going to form into galaxies didn't actually form into stars that we could see. And a nice feature of that is that it preferentially stops the dwarfs very close in to the Milky Way from forming, but further out you expect to see something closer to the numbers that historically have been predicted. And that actually matches the observations very well. And in their paper, they've managed to produce a post-diction, I guess it would be, rather than a prediction, of roughly the number of these dwarf galaxies which are seen. So that seems to be quite a nice solution to quite a long-standing puzzle.
Can we also see evidence of these clouds of ionised gas? Would we be able to look for them and show that this is where a star-forming region would have been if it hadn't been for that ionisation event?
I think it's not impossible, but I'm not aware of any observation of that, and I think it would be very difficult to see them.
Dominic Ford, and before him, Carolyn Crawford. They'll be back later on to answer your questions.